10 Prayers, Watch and Pray Always. Selected text, Watch ye therefore and pray always to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21:36. During the memorial season, we devote extra attention and effort to reflect on God's love for us and the commitment of Jesus to die as a ransom. Part of that effort is themed biblical studies of Jesus' actions and teachings during his last week of life. We yearn for and try to achieve a closer and more intimate connection with our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus. When we turn our attention to other topics, the feeling of oneness and closeness may fade, and we yearn for its return. Our Father in heaven wants us to know him more profoundly than before. Prayer is key. It is a conversation with God for the purpose of getting to know him better. It helps us achieve and maintain the oneness and closeness we seek. As in any conversation, waiting for a response and listening to it is important. Waiting and timing are techniques God uses to teach us that he can and does answer our prayers without our interference and manipulation. We should think of unanswered prayer as an invitation to fellowship and conversation with him on a deeper level than before. As we learn to acquiesce and submit our will to his, we discover that the seemingly unproductive times, when we think God is not listening, prepare us for a time of harvest. Weathering the experiences often results in spiritual growth spurts, deeper insights, more appreciation or character growth, all of which encourages us to serve and love him more. It gives us a deeper sensitivity to the pitch and timbre of his voice, resulting in a greater willingness to obey. Prayer changes things. Sometimes prayer changes the circumstances of our lives. Sometimes it changes the way we view our circumstances. Sometimes it changes our attitude about the circumstances we are in. Prayer is a lifeline from which we draw hope, courage, peace, understanding, and blessing. We suggest 10 different prayers to consider making our own. They are not found explicitly in the Bible, yet they are based on biblical teachings and principles. 1. That we would be faithful throughout life. Faithful means to be true to a cause, to keep a promise, vow, or a commitment. Being faithful means taking advantage of day-to-day decisions, activities, and opportunities that life presents us, and turning them to Christ. It also means believing God's word and his promises so deeply that they become convictions. Those convictions become reality, evidenced by our decisions based on the word of God rather than on natural circumstances. Consider the widow's mites, Mark 12:42-44. The natural inclination of life would be to save that money needed to support herself and her family. It would be well spent in doing so, and God would understand such a decision. However, she trusted the Old Testament promises and was so convicted by them that she acted, even at great cost to herself. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." How can one know they will be faithful throughout life? We know it is possible because 2 Peter 1:10 says that if we do these things, we shall never fall. Be all the more in earnest to make sure that God has called you and chosen you, for it is certain that so long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. From the Weymouth Translation. What things does Peter have in mind? Verses 5 through 8 tell us, adding all earnestness, along with your faith, manifest a noble character, knowledge, self-control, power of endurance, godliness, brotherly affection, love. If these things exist in you and continually increase, they prevent you being either idle or unfruitful in advancing toward a full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:5-8 from Weymouth. We know we can be faithful if we develop our faith. The Apostle Paul penned the letter to the Roman brethren about 57 AD, 10 years before he died. Romans was written by an experienced and spiritually minded man. He could say with tested confidence that he would not let anything sway him in his love, devotion, and service to God. we should be close to or able to express the same convictions as the apostle in Romans 8, 16 and 17. We are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Pray this prayer because you want to be with him, to see him as he is. Pray it because you know who and what you are, spiritually focused sons with imperfect minds and bodies. We need his help in our lives to be faithful. 2. That we would have a large sphere of influence for righteousness and truth. We are ambassadors on behalf of Christ, as though God were entreating by us, "Be ye reconciled to God," 2 Corinthians 5:20 from the American Standard Version. We are to let our light shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5:16. We are to preach the word. Proclaim God's message, be zealous in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, encourage, with the utmost patience as a teacher. 2 Timothy 4:2 from Weymouth. We should explain our hope as opportunity arises. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you, a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. Have we noticed that some believers are like fresh air, spring showers, or a cold drink of water? We find ourselves refreshed and attracted to them, like a moth to light. This comes from their love for Christ. The attraction we feel is the very manifestation of Jesus in their lives. They talk about him, what they have learned of him, what he has done for them, what he will do or is doing. Everything is about him. That is the sentiment of this prayer. Being a light that makes things easier for others, that attracts others to the light, and not the vessel containing the light. This prayer is to influence others for righteousness. It is not about self, glory, fame, or recognition. The influence Naomi had on Ruth, or John the Baptist had on Israel, are examples. Ruth 1:16 and 17, Matthew 3:5 and 6. Paul says that God chooses the unwise, weak, and base things, so that the transformation that God effects is to his credit. 1 Corinthians 1:26 to 29. We are the weak and the ignoble. This weakness cries out to God that we may be effectual as his servants. 3. That we would promote God's word and Christ's kingdom. This prayer is about proclaiming the message of God's plan, its purpose, and its accomplishments. Its intended result is for a fear-filled world to rest in the knowledge that God is sovereign, cares for his creation, controls the events of the world and our lives, and that Christ is central to the restoration of mankind. This prayer is for opportunities for public witnessing, for wisdom to know what to say, and for courage to say it, providing hope, peace, comfort, and solace. We wish to be in the right place mentally, physically, and spiritually to do this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Isaiah 61:1-3 from the ESV. This passage applies to Jesus, but we can claim it as well. We have also been anointed with the Holy Spirit to bring good tidings to the afflicted, brokenhearted, captives, and mourners. This prayer is about using the anointing we have received to speak of spiritual things we have learned and know to be real, for the purpose of uplifting others. When the Apostle Paul gave his defense before King Agrippa, he said, "To this day I have had the help that comes from God, and so I stand here, testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to the people and to the Gentiles. Acts 26:22-23, from ESV. This prayer is about promoting God's word and Christ's kingdom. 4. That we would always be bold in declaring his word and truths. In contrast to the previous prayer, this one is more personal, practical, and is about standing for truth. There are several ways the answer to this prayer may be manifested. Compassionately speaking truth to displace error, gently, meekly, yet biblically, to give encouragement with correction, sharing what the scriptures say to those who ask, being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence, 1 Peter 3:15 from the New American Standard. Rebuking sin and unrighteousness appropriately. We might wonder if we would have had the conviction of John the Baptist rebuking Herod. However, we may know whether we have the character to let our bosses, co-workers, family, and friends know where we stand on issues of right and wrong. Do we speak against immorality, profanity, or derogatory and racist statements? There is a time to speak up and a time to be quiet. Do we find that it is always time to be quiet? Sharing the goodness of the Lord on our behalf and how others can enjoy his goodness also. Do my friends outside of my fellowship know who I am, whom I love, and what my hopes are? Am I passing through life sowing righteousness, truth, comfort, peace, compassion, sympathy, empathy, encouragement, and grace? Or am I invisible, living my life but leaving no trace behind? Communicating God's faithfulness to others. We all experience pain and loss. Though we may not be able to explain the experience, we can direct them to our Heavenly Father, who understands and has compassion. When we remind others of promises in God's Word relating to their experiences, God uses our words and efforts to revive them. When we share how God is dealing with us, we encourage them in their experiences. Living my faith. Am I transparent? Do others see the Master in me, or do they just see me? Am I trusting God or my own abilities? In the Gospel of John, Peter is fearful. In the book of Acts, he is fearless. Once Peter was confident in his relationship with Jesus, he was committed. We have a relationship of sonship also. Like Peter, we should be confident in our relationship with Jesus. This helps us be open in declaring God's truths. 5. That we would be merciful, compassionate, and forgiving. In Matthew 9:36, our Lord Jesus was moved with compassion for the distressed sheep of Israel. This gives us a deep appreciation of his kindness, love, and mercy. Practice kindness and compassion each to his brother. Zechariah 7:9 from the New American Standard. Malice and anger shrink the humanity of a person. Mercy, compassion, and forgiveness expand the heart of those extending it to others. If we do not extend this to others, can we expect it from our Heavenly Father? Leave thy gift before the altar. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Matthew 5:24 and 6:12-14. God, according to his great mercy, has given us a living hope in Christ. 1 Peter 1:3. In this spirit, let us exercise mercy to others. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Ephesians 4:32. This principle is also in Matthew 18:21-35, in the parable of the unforgiving servant. The servant who was forgiven a debt of 10,000 talents would not forgive another's debt of 100 pence. The unforgiving servant was imprisoned until he paid off his 10,000 talent debt. So likewise shall my Heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. If we wish kindness from God, we must provide it to others. So we pray to be merciful, compassionate, and forgiving.